Hello and welcome again to Medical Minds Conversations with Guthrie Experts. I'm Steve Osterhaus with Dr. Corinne Johnston, and we're excited because today is another Medical Minds Mini. And that just means that we've got our house call, we've called the doctor in, we've got you here, Dr. Johnston, so you can talk to us about one of those types of ailments, we'll call it, that can hopefully be easily discussed right here and maybe give people the help they need without having to go see a doctor in person.
Yeah. Medical Minds Mini. Say that one three times fast, right?
I'm good. I already tried and I failed.
That's going to be some kind of testing for something. So yeah, Steve, I think we're going to jump in right away and talk about probably one of the most controversial minis we're going to do, the treatment of a sinus infection and why you probably don't need an antibiotic.
All right. Well, I'm going to be the person who's going to push back on you right now and you can prove me wrong, obviously. So I'm always on. I think I've had this conversation within the past 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With some, you know, having the sinus infection, and I'll say, well, if it's a sinus infection, though, you need to have an antibiotic. Otherwise, it's not going to go away and you're just going to keep suffering and it's just not going to get any better. Clearly, I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, not always, right? The first thing I was ever taught as a doctor by my dean at my medical school was to answer the question with, it depends. So it depends.
I've heard that before. From you. Yes.
Yeah. Never say never. But, you know, really, sinusitis. So what is sinusitis? Break it down. Sinus, we have big, huge holes in our heads, right? They're sinuses, sit kind of in the back as well. And itis means inflammation. So sinusitis is inflammation of the sinuses. And about 2% of sinusitises are caused by a bacteria.
Okay.
So as we recall, antibiotics treat bacteria. They
right.
don't treat viruses.
Got it.
So
only 2%, huh?
2%, yeah. And I'll tell you, I have a pretty good patient panel that's known me for a long time. We get along really well, but this is the one time I think we have some friction sometimes in our discussions. So the most common thing that we have is a common cold, right? Let's start with the cold. The cold now has lots of names because of COVID. We do a lot more swabs. Right. Mm-hmm. And we're noticing things like, oh, you have non-COVID coronavirus, because coronaviruses have been around forever. The news really picked on you have human metapneumovirus, you know, and we're seeing these different names that are just fancy, expensive tests to tell you you have a cold. So a cold, think about it, sneezing, runny nose, drip down the back of your throat, throat sore, you might have a cough, but a cold doesn't usually have facial pain with it. Facial pain is a lot of times when people come in or nasal congestion and say, I need an antibiotic. I have a sinus infection.
But when it's not a bacterial infection, what do people do then?
Yeah.
Once you prove to them that you're right and they're wrong.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think it's one of those things. I think patients often think, well, you're not going to do anything to make me feel better, because doctors get colds too. Doctors get viral sinusitises, and some doctors get bacterial, you know, sinusitises. But I think it's important to talk about, we can absolutely help you feel better with the use of other medications. It may just be you don't need an antibiotic. So, you know, perhaps an intranasal corticosteroid. So think of like Flonase. I'm trying to think the other ones that are out there. Astelin, Astapro is the over-the-counter, Flonase, Nasacort. All of those things help your sinuses drain and help prevent that pressure and that drip, you know, that you get that congestion. Sometimes it's an antihistamine, sometimes like a Zyrtec or a Claritin over the counter. Sometimes it is a Advil, you know, ibuprofen, like what's hurting. So there are things you can take to help yourself while your body's fighting off that virus. Now, you can get bacterial sinusitises. They tend to be secondary infections. So I've been sick. It's been a week to 10 days. I'm starting to feel better. Then I get worse again, right?
Okay.
Or I'm starting to feel better. Then I develop a fever. Those are types of things that can tell us maybe something else is going on. What I like to liken the sinuses to is your kitchen sink. So if you've got stuff that's obstructing your sink from draining, water fills up, right? That's what happens in the sinuses. They drain through tiny little pinpoint holes in our body, the way that we're built. And so if they're obstructed and they sit there long enough, just blowing your nose might push some bacteria up there. So, you know, it's really, that's kind of what we're looking for. I've been noticing some improvement and then things start to get worse. And certainly you patients know this because they'll come in and say, I've been sick for 10 to 14 days.
Very specific.
Yeah. Yeah. But we know, like, if nothing has improved by day 10, then we may want to consider an antibiotic. And I think another thing I just like to touch on, because I think another misconception that we have is that, I'm going to talk in layman's term here, my snot's green, that means I need an antibiotic. Have you heard that
I've
one?
I've heard the same thing. Yes.
That's yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, really, your mucus, your snot being green means that white blood cells, which are the body's cells that fight infection, it means that they're there. And they're going to be there, that whether it's a virus or a bacteria that's causing the problem. So green snot does not mean antibiotic. And I do practice what I preach. If I've got pressure and things, I can't remember the last time I took an antibiotic, and I'll get better. So I might have some green snot and eventually it goes away without an antibiotic.
Excellent. Is there anything else we need to know to put people at ease or get them down the right path?
No, I think it's just, you know, it's completely fine to ask your doctor or your primary care provider, you know, what are some things I can do to help myself feel better? Because the answer is not, there's nothing I can do for you. It's, let's talk about what would be the right treatment. And antibiotics don't come without side effects, right? No treatment comes without a side effect. So we don't want to overuse antibiotics. We don't want people to develop resistance, but we also don't want you to think you have a side effect of a medication that maybe really just has to do with the viral problem that you have. So the majority of sinus infections can be treated symptomatically with medications over the counter. And there are some, though, that require an antibiotic.
All right. Thanks. As always, under 10 minutes, great information in this Medical Minds mini. And I'll leave you with one thing. I was told by my ENT, this is several years ago now, that he said, do you realize you only have one sinus? So I don't know if that's something you've encountered before, but I've been told I only have one sinus. And to be honest with you, I don't know which side it is. So I don't know what that means at all. So
you might fall into a little bit of a different bucket, Steve, than a lot of our listeners, if you have some anatomical differences.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I have anatomical differences. All right. Until next time, hopefully you all got the advice you need from Dr. Johnston, and we'll do it again at our next Medical Minds Mini.